Good morning. Afternoon. Hope everyone's having a great day. It's starting to warm up here. It says it's just 80, but it's getting hot. Beverly, it's getting hot. Good to see everyone today. Everyone with us here. It's a big crowd today. I'm not used to speaking to this big of a crowd. My voice might start getting shaky. Just don't pay attention to me. Get stage fried here. It's almost like at the Feast of Tabernacles. Hope everyone's doing well. Pentecost is finally here. Finally here. Third step in God's master plan. And today I'm not going to be talking about Pentecost because I'm sure Mr. Jones is going to cover that pretty well. But, of course, what I'm going to talk about is giving an offering. And we will be taking up an offering today, as we're commanded to do. And we can see that we're commanded to give an offering today. Of course, if you go to Deuteronomy chapter 16, we go there and look at that every time. So if you'll turn over there, pretty well known, you can probably quote this from heart. Deuteronomy chapter 16, and verse 16 and 17. Three times a year, all your male shall appear before the Eternal your God in the place which he chooses, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, at the Feast of Weeks, or Pentecost today, and at the Feast of Tabernacles. And they shall not appear before the Eternal empty-handed. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Eternal your God which he has given you. And, of course, today is the Feast of Weeks, so we'll be taking up an offering here in a few minutes. And this is a commandment from God. If you notice that it says, and they shall not appear before the Eternal empty-handed. And then the very next verse, every man shall give as he is able. So God expects us to give an offering today as we are able. And not only are we to give an offering today, but we're also required to be cheerful about giving the offering. But why? Why are we commanded to give and then to be cheerful about giving? And it's because God is teaching us how to give. Because we don't know how to give. Our human nature, you know, it doesn't come natural to us. Remember how Mr. Armstrong always talks about the give way of life in his sermons. He mentioned that yesterday in the sermonette. God's way is the give way. The world's way is the way of get. And we all grew up in this world learning and living the way of get in this world. We all grew up with that. And we listened to a sermon by Mr. Armstrong not too long ago, and he was talking about this same thing. And he, if you remember, he was even talked about babies learning the get way of life just soon after they're born into this world. They're soon to learn that all they have to do is scream at the top of their lungs, and they usually get what they want, whether it be a bottle, somebody to pick them up, and it's usually the two main things. And it doesn't take very long for them to learn this, as Mr. Armstrong pointed out. They learn it pretty quick. And we all learned that when we were in the world. We learned that all throughout our entire lives until we were called by God to come out of this world and to follow Him and His ways instead of what we were used to, what we grew up doing. Or in other words, to be converted. And that's what that means. You're used to living the way of the world. You're called to live another way. And that's conversion. But here's the thing. Conversion is not an overnight process. Because we all have to unlearn the ways of the world. The ways that we were all used to living, and replace that with the knowledge of God's way of life instead. And when we give an offering, God is teaching us how to give. We don't just give because we know we have to, and God said that we have to, but God wants us to be happy when we give, to be cheerful when we give. He's teaching us to have the right attitude when we give. Giving is all about having the right attitude. God doesn't want us to give according to the letter of the law. You could think of it that way. Just because God says we have to, being by the letter of the law, so to speak. But He wants us to give according to the spirit of the law, because we want to, because it makes us happy to give. That's the lesson that God wants us to learn about giving. To be a cheerful giver. If you'll turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And most of these scriptures we go over every holy day, so they'll be very familiar. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Or in other words, we reap what we sow. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, because we know we have to, for God loves a cheerful giver. See, it's all about our attitude. God is trying to teach us that it's not just about the physical act of putting the envelope in the basket, but it's more about the attitude when we give. Remember what Paul says about taking the Passover. And we're still pretty familiar with that because we just went through that not too long ago. But let's go look at that. Now, we just went over that, not long ago. But there's a very good lesson to be learned here about having the right attitude. So keep your finger here where you're at, 2 Corinthians. Turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Attitude is very important in God's way of life and His plan. Starting in verse 20, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Therefore, when you come together in one place, it is not to eat the Lord's Supper. For in eating, each one takes his own supper ahead of others, and one is hungry and the other is drunk. What? Do you not have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and shame those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I do not praise you. Drop down to verse 27. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. And in verse 29, for he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. And as we can gather from this passage, the lesson here is about attitude. We have to have the right attitude when we take the Passover. And it's the same lesson when we give an offering. We don't just do it because we know that we have to, but to be happy when we give an offering, to be cheerful about giving. And we do have to be taught that. That doesn't come naturally to us. We have to be taught that. Because in the world, we have not learned that, but we've learned just the opposite. Now go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. As it is written, He has dispersed abroad, He has given to the poor, His righteousness endures forever. Now, one good example that we can see in the Bible is the story of the widow's mite. And that's another one we visit every holy day. And there are a few lessons gleaned from this story. And one very good lesson is to learn from this story is having the right attitude about giving. So let's go look at that story. Mark chapter 12. If you'll turn over there. Mark chapter 12, and we're going to start in verse 41. Now Jesus sat opposite the treasury and saw how the people put money into the treasury, and many who were rich put in much. Then one poor widow came and threw in two mites, which makes a condrens. That's about a half penny. So he called his disciples to himself, and he said to them, "Assuredly, I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all those who have given to the treasury. For they all put in out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, put in all that she had, her whole livelihood." Now, Christ knew that this would be a great lesson for his disciples, as it is for all of us still today. Now look at the attitude that widow had to have had in order to give her little two mites, as compared to the rich people who gave a lot of money, apparently. Now it probably wasn't a big deal for the rich people to give money. Probably wasn't a big deal for them to give a lot of money, because they had plenty, apparently. They were rich. They had a lot of money to give. And they probably still had a lot of money after they gave. What kind of attitude did the widow have to give her two mites? Because the two mites was all that she had. The widow gave everything that she had. Even though it was just two mites, about a half penny, not much, it was her whole livelihood. Now, I'm not saying that you don't have the right attitude unless you give everything that you've got. And that's not the point of this story. And that's not the point that Christ was trying to make with his disciples. It's not the amount of money that's important, but it's having the right attitude when you give. That's what's important. That's the lesson that he was trying to teach. Money is merely physical. But the attitude is spiritual. And that's the lesson that he was teaching. He was teaching a spiritual lesson to them. And it's the same for us today as it was for them then. And if you think about it, God doesn't need the money. He owns all the gold and silver. We've all read over those scriptures. He owns all the money. He owns everything. But what he's concerned about, again, is our attitude. And he wants us to learn the right attitude. He wants us to have a giving attitude. You'll turn over to Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20, verse 35. "I have shown you in every way by laboring like this that you must support the weak. Remember the words of the Lord Jesus that he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive." And that's what Mr. Armstrong always stressed in his messages. The give way of life. The opposite of get. Everyone wants to get. That's the world's way. That's the world's way of life. And just to give is not the point. But it's the attitude. It's having the right attitude of giving. And that's what God wants us to have. Because anyone can give. The rich people gave. But Christ told his disciples, look at her attitude. She gave more money, she gave more than any of the rich people because of her attitude. She had the right attitude. And giving an offering is a type of a test for us. God is testing our attitude. He wants to see if we're developing the right giving attitude that we all have to have. And he knows that we're not born with a giving attitude, but that we have to learn it. He understands that. And another part of a giving attitude is how much we give. Like I said, the money is not That's not God's concern, but it's our attitude. And deciding how much we give is a good indication to God of how we are developing. And that's the other point of the widow's mite. The two mites was all she had. Her whole livelihood, the scripture says, and that's what she gave. Everything that she had. But God does not expect us to give everything that we have. That's not what He expects. But He does expect us to give according to our blessings. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. We'll turn over there. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 12. And I'm going to read this from the Moffat translation. Thanks, Martha, for that Moffat translation Bible. I really like that. Because you can't find that online. I have an online Bible and it does not have the Moffat translation. So it's really handy to have one. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 12. If only one is ready to give according to his means, it is acceptable. He is not asked to give what he has not got. God knows how much we've been blessed with because he is the one that gives the blessing. He wants to see how much that we know that we've been blessed. And he's watching to see how big our appreciation is for the blessings. And again, it's all about our attitude. It all goes back to our attitude. And that brings me to my last point, reaping what we sow. And you don't have to turn there because we've already read it just a minute ago, 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 6. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Or in other words, if we give bountifully, if it is within our means, we will also reap bountifully. If God has blessed us bountifully, then He expects us to give also bountifully. But if He has not blessed us bountifully, He doesn't expect us to give bountifully or what we don't have. He expects us to give within our means. And again, this all comes back to attitude, our attitude. And that's what God wants us to learn, to have the right giving attitude. God gives us a chance to practice having the right giving attitude 3 times a year, as we read just a minute ago. And today is one of those times. Today is the Feast of First Fruits or Pentecost. Today is a commanded assembly. We're all here. We're all assembled. And a commanded time to give an offering according to our blessings that God has given us. So at this time, we will take up an offering.